Good morning and welcome to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and with us we have Beth from the Boys and Girls Club. How are you doing?
Doing good this morning.
You brought a friend.
I did bring a friend.
Well, introduce.
This is Jacob Wilson. He's the Director of Operations at the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, you got a job and a half on you there, don't you?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah, you keep busy, right?
That's right, yeah.
No time for goofing off, that's for sure. I understand that we have a very special event to honor our kids.
Yes, we have our annual Youth of the Year Luncheon, Great Futures Luncheon, December 6th at 11:30. Mm-hmm. We have it every year, and our kids, our high school teens, kind of work throughout the year and then apply to be a Youth of the Year. And so it's kind of a long process. They have to write speeches and get letters of recommendation and all of that and turn their packet in, and then they'll go before a panel of judges, and we will announce the winner at our Youth of the Year Luncheon December 6th.
So you got to work at this one a bit.
Yes, it's not an easy thing to win. We're really proud of our kiddos that do, and they have the chance to go on to the state level and compete, and we've had a really good history from Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club of kids going on and actually winning at the state level.
Wow. Now, how do people get the tickets for this event?
You can get online on our website at bgcbeville.org and just go to the Great Futures Luncheon tab. Tickets are $25. Mm-hmm. Or you can call the club and do it that way. Just make your reservation over the phone.
We are celebrating the kids and their hard work, but I understand we also have a guest speaker.
We do. Barry Switzer will be our guest speaker. I'm sure half our state is excited, and maybe the other half, maybe not. But
not so much.
I'm excited.
Right.
Barry's going to come, and he's our guest speaker for the luncheon.
Well, that'll be great. Tell us about some of the programs that we have going on with the Boys and Girls Clubs. I mean, probably we're going to go into, like, the thousands, but, you know, just cover some of the bases.
Yeah, we say we like to throw a lot of stuff at them and just see what sticks for each uh-huh. kid. So there's kind of three areas that we're trying to gain some ground on with every kid. Academic success, so programs like Power Hour, which is homework help, Power Readers, which is reading help. And then we also do like a Spanish club where they get to learn not just Spanish language, but like the history, culture of Spanish-speaking countries. We have a robotics club coming up next semester.
Oh, I wanted that one. Can I just, you know, go back down to being about 12, 13 and sign up for that?
Yeah.
That sounds like all kinds of fun.
Yeah, I think the last robotics, they played like soccer with the robots and stuff.
Oh, come
really
on,
fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, the kids really got a kick out of that. So that's our academic success, kind of what we're trying to gain from that. We also do healthy lifestyles. It's not just about fitness, although we do have like basketball fundamentals, volleyball fundamentals coming up next semester also. And our athletic leagues, obviously we do flag football. We got a basketball league going on right now, trying to get into like some soccer leagues next year and stuff like that. But we also want to focus on nutrition with some healthy lifestyles type programs, also some behavioral health through Passport to Manhood, which is for the boys, and Smart Girls for the girls, teaching them about saying no to drugs and alcohol and things like that. And then the last kind of pillar that we're trying to gain some ground on is character and leadership. So that's our programs like Keystone Club and Torch Club for our teens and our middle school kids, just teaching them to be leaders in the club. These are the kids that plan special events, our Friday night events, like our late night events, stuff like that. They're also the kids that are in the areas helping the staff, you know, handing out papers and things like that, helping clean up, just and helping in the kitchen even sometimes. So just generally giving back to the club, but also giving back to the community through community service. So
many lessons are learned with the Boys and Girls Club.
You know,
and one of them is, you know, how to be responsible for yourself a little bit and mm-hmm. somewhat to look after others who might be struggling some.
Right.
I imagine there's a lot of teamwork and a lot of team building that goes on.
Yeah, so we're trying to build a community. Like we tell the kids all the time, like, you're coming in here, you're part of this family. You need to love on each other, learn to love on each other, have empathy for your friends, your neighbors, all that stuff too. And kind of our main saying that we tell everybody, we tell parents, kids, everybody, like, we're not a daycare. There's plenty of after school options if you want a daycare, but we're trying to help kids grow, become responsible adults, and give back to the community. So,
and Beth, when it comes right down to it, we've got a lot of kids. But we need some funds in order to make this work too. And of course, we've got some great partners that help out quite a bit.
We do. Our luncheon is always sponsored by Dungis Family of Otto. And Brad is always great. He's wonderful to have at the luncheon. He is the one that always comes and announces our Youth of the Year winner. And it's always really exciting, and Brad's really good at it. But we really appreciate Dungis for what they've done for our Youth of the Year program.
Now, if there was somebody who might just have a couple of $1,000 itching in their pocket to jump out, how could they help you out?
There's a lot of different ways. If they want to sponsor the luncheon, they can have a table for $750. Mm-hmm. Is a table of eight, and it involves some sponsorship, and your logo will be displayed and all of those kind of things. A half table is $350, and with some sponsorship options there also, or tickets are $25. Or you can just donate to the club. We'll always take a check.
So. I imagine, graciously, too, I might
yes,
add.
Very graciously, but we will definitely take a donation.
How many kids do we have, roughly, that participate in the Boys and Girls Club program?
So right now we're running about 265 kids every afternoon in the building, yeah. We'll see a little bit of a surge in the summer, which is great because, you know, we want them there rather than doing other things, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of kids.
And is there an age section that you look at? I mean,
So we start at 7 years old and go all the way through seniors in high school. So the kids that are competing in our Youth of the Year program for this banquet or for this luncheon, those are mainly juniors and seniors. Mm-hmm. I think maybe one sophomore. So those are the high school kids. But we have programs ranging for all of those age groups. We'll do robotics club for the littles and robotics club for the bigs, you know what I mean? So,
isn't it kind of neat to see some of the bigs helping out the littles?
Yeah, that's Keystone program. Deal. Yeah, that's what I love seeing is them going into those areas with the little kids. And like I said, not just helping out pass out paper, but just being a role model and saying, like, this is what a club kid looks like. We want everybody to kind of act this way and be respectful towards others, towards staff, club, and other kids. So.
You know, the remarkable thing when children are that age, when you're 7, somebody who's 10 or 11, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh, that's a lifetime, you know, older than
that's
me.
Right. Yeah.
And they look at them like, you know, they'll be driving a car pretty soon. Yeah. And what the kids who are, you know, just a little bit older have mm-hmm. to realize is that, yeah, they look up to you a mm-hmm. bit, and they try to pattern. If they find something appealing about you, the way you behave, the way you carry yourself, they're going to pattern after you a little bit. Yeah. So you always got to pattern positive.
That's right. Yeah, we stress that to the older kids all the time. It's like, you, even if you don't think they're listening, they're looking.
Oh, boy.
And each of those older kids has a gaggle of geese of the little kids that follows them around the club all day. So, yeah.
It is fun. So I guess when we say family, it pretty much is a family, right, Beth?
It is a family. It's fun. Some of our kids that are competing this year for Youth of the Year, I've been going through and looking at pictures and pulling things for a slideshow. And, you know, I'll look back 6 and 7 and 8 years, and I'm like, is that? I'm like, it is. That's her when she's little.
Oh,
so we've seen these kids grow up at the club. So it is a family. And our little ones look at those older ones, and they've always been there, and they just want to follow in their footsteps.
Well, that's really cool. And building a community is really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I mean, it plays out in a variety of different ways through the different programs and just the way the kids interact. My kids participated in Boys and Girls
nice.
Club before, you know, I guess it was cool. Because my kids range from 42 to 12, and each and every one of them at different stages, you know, in history. When they were younger, they participated at the Boys and Girls Club, and all of them have fond memories, and guess what? They all give back to at this stage of the game, too. How long has our Boys and Girls Club been around here?
We were actually founded in 1954.
Oh, wow.
And it actually started, it was just the boys' club.
I get
And I'm not sure what year it switched over to boys and girls' club when they started letting the girls
90s,
go.
I think.
The, yeah, it was later than I thought it was when I looked that date up one time. It was much later. But it's we've actually had, I think, 3 locations. It was in kind of a house, and that's been torn down. And then the building that was there for the longest time is actually where our parking lot is right now.
Oh.
So when we built our new building, we built around the old one and then tore the old one down once our kids could move into the new building. So
yeah, we talk about family and community. The coolest thing to me is seeing people that went to the club back in the 60s and 70s coming into the new building just like, wow, this is so cool and telling stories and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And it is really kind of fun. It's kind of like old home week when they come back.
It really is, yeah.
And we want to invite them back for this benefit.
We would love to have everyone come back. We love when alums drop by, and we always have people come by, and they'll just walk in the door, and their eyes are huge. I can't believe this is what the club looks like now. This is beautiful. But they grew up at the club, and they said, yeah, this was my home all through, you know, grade school and junior high. And they're, you know, men in their 60s and that come back, and they're just like, this is where I learned to play basketball. This is where I made my best friends. And mm-hmm. It's great to have them drop by. We love it when all of those alums come back to the club.
He'll hate me for saying this, but every one of them comes in and goes, is Mr. Keith here? Because right. We have a gentleman named Mr. Keith who's been with the club since he was a kid. I think over 50 years of being a kid or a staff.
He's going to kill both of us.
But yes.
He told me that he was actually too young to go to the club,
yeah,
and he used to sneak in when he was a little boy. So, yeah, he's been around for a while. He's kind of a pillar.
Yeah, so all these alumni that come in, they always say, is Keith Gorey around? So
is Keith kind of like a... Does it bring out the kid in him whenever he sees the little ones come in or the young ones?
Yeah, I think Mr. Keith's been the same person for 60 years, to be honest.
Well, he sounds like a guy you want to meet. Oh, yeah. This sounds like a fun person to have around you.
Yeah, he's going to beat me up later.
I respect your elders. And again, our banquet or our luncheon coming up, what's the day?
It's December 6th, 11:30. Over the lunch hour.
Okay, and how can we get tickets?
Go to our website at bgcbeeville.org or give us a call at 918-336-3636. Ask for Beth, and I will get you on the list for tickets.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in here today. And don't forget, Mr. Switzer, Barry will be there to as the keynote speaker, I guess,
yes,
for this win as well. So this is going to be quite a popular deal with all the kids going forth and really shining. You know, this is a good shining moment for
us. We're excited.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Boys and Girls Club, thank you very much for being with us here on Community Connection.
Thank you.